from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time for some baseball nuggets with Mike Bassick.
All right. Hitting, by the way.
Am I right?
If you're ever a little bit bored right now, go to YouTube and type in This Week in Baseball. This is the theme song. If you're younger, this is the theme song to This Week in Baseball, which started in 1977. And it kind of died as Mel Allen. I don't know if he passed away or just went away from the show. I know he's not alive now. I don't know what year he died. But when Mel Allen left, it just didn't feel the same. They tried forever to carry on This Week in Baseball, and it just didn't work out. But it's great to go back and watch This Week in Baseball, because literally it was the way as a kid we knew what in the world was happening around baseball besides watching HSE and our Texas Rangers. Now, I go to hitting, and back in This Week in Baseball days, guys could hit. And I'm not saying guys can't hit now, but in general, watching the Rangers go 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, you're like, man, everybody's the best pitcher in the world, I guess. I went back. Well, I won't say I went back yet. I'll go to today's game. Right now, there are 11 teams that have a batting average of 250 or better. In all of baseball, there's 11 teams that have a batting average of 250 or better. The highest team is the Padres at 265. That's the best batting average team in Major League Baseball. I think this number is shocking. There are 9 guys in Major League Baseball right now. As of today, going into play, there are 9 guys in Major League Baseball batting 300 or better. Only nine.
Nine guys
is the total. Now, my question to you before I get into the history of baseball is, do I just have to get used to this, that it's even going to get worse? That if you bat, will it be 5 years from now, only 3 guys bat 300 or better in Major League Baseball, and only 2 teams bat 250 or better in Major League Baseball? Are we going to get to that? Because I'm not crazy about how offense has just died in the game of baseball.
I kind of wonder if you will. Like, I realize Ichiro is a magical player, but I was thinking about the hit total thing we talked about with Bobby Witt. Ichiro had hit seasons of 242, 262, 238, and Bobby Witt is hoping to become the first person in 10 years to get to 225. So it does kind of feel like you might have to say goodbye unless something drastic happens.
Agents are the ones in the ears of the players a lot of times, right? That's like you rely on that agent and your contract and everything, and they know that home runs get the money.
Yep.
So they're going to be convincing their guys, you do everything you can to be a hitter, because nobody, a home run hitter, nobody's paying 300 without power. And now that's the hope. Like, that's what you really want. You want Miggy type guys, dudes that can hit for power, but also hit for like 330. But that's just it's very rare because everybody's swing now is tailored to hit home runs, not tailored to be a good hitter.
Yeah, but the issue with that is those are, like we were looking at in the break, the nine guys that are hitting over 300. Seven of those nine guys are the guys that you're talking about, the Miggy type guys that have that kind of big swing with that power, but then they also put the ball in play a whole bunch. There's only two guys that you would think of as like a conventional contact hitter. We've just kind of litigated, or maybe just we've analyzed this out of the sport, the idea of contact for the sake of contact. All the contact now has to be in service of power. And I understand, like, power matters, right? Extra bases matter, but it feels like we've lost any level of value, or maybe we've gone to a place where we've completely underrated the idea of contact in the game.
So the two players that I think about that, one now, one before, is Luis Arraez, just feeling like he's just a guy. And then whenever you would hear the conversation,
very similar numbers to Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, okay.
But we do not compare him to Tony Gwynn.
And that's the other person. And I'm not saying y'all said this, but how many times do you hear like, oh, would people even take a look at Tony Gwynn even in today's game?
And he'd probably be traded five
times.
That
feels crazy to me, but those are the two that I thought of.
How do managers want that guy, but GMs don't?
It matters who the manager is. Okay. I'm going to compare these two. I'm going to compare the last two managers for the Rangers, Chris Woodward and Bruce Bochy.
Because Boch wouldn't, Woody wouldn't, right?
Yeah, Woody wouldn't. Remember, we talked to Woody. Woody was strictly analytics. Yeah. It was 100% analytics and nothing else, which is fine. There's certain guys that are that way in Major League Baseball as managers. They do not want to have a feel for the game. They want to go strictly by just give me the computer program, print it out, and I will read the numbers and make the according adjustments. Tell me what lineup the computer puts out against this type of pitcher with this stuff, and I will just do it. This is very simple. I'm just going to do what the computer tells me to do. And there are people that are hired by certain general managers that their job is to follow the computer program. And then there's Boch, who's like, I love the computer program. Don't get me wrong, but there has to be more than just the computer program, right? Because computers aren't playing the game. We're not doing this based off of if we simulated a season on MLB The Show. It's great to do, and it does give you a printout of, hey, the Rangers will probably win, which they probably won't this year. The Rangers will probably win 82 games. I think that's what the computer program said they would do this year, and we were disappointed that the computer program would say that. And honestly, probably not even going to get to that computer program of what they thought over 162 simulated millions of times. This is what we have the Rangers most likely to do. And so there are certain people who just believe, just let the computer program do it. The problem is there haven't been super success stories in that situation. I will say this. I love Dave Roberts. I think Dave Roberts has a feel for the game. But I do think Dave Roberts and the Dodgers do go with a lot of computer programming situations.
Yeah.
They do have real scouts, and they are scouting real human beings. This is why they get so much talent. They have real coaches who are really coaching. But not to get too far off topic here, but the Rangers are batting .238 as a team, which is 20th in Major League Baseball. Okay, I just gave you 11 teams are batting .250 or better this year. The Rangers are 20th at .238. Now let's just go to the last year I can check this. 2002 on ESPN. I was going to go to 2001, but the last year that they'll let you go to is 2002. The 20th team in baseball in 2002 was the New York Mets in batting average. They were batting .256. There are 25 teams in 2002 who batted .250 or better as a team. So if you were a player in 2002 and you weren't batting .250, I'm not sure if you can hit in this league. And I'm just going off of batting average, and I get batting average is not the major stat of today's game. It's obviously it's OPS. On base plus slugging. You're on base and then you're slugging. All it is you add up those two numbers and that gives you your OPS, your on base plus slugging. But you look at just the game of baseball. In 2002, the Pirates were the worst team hitting in baseball. What were the Rangers this year right now? 20th at .238.
Okay.
Pirates .244. Worst team in baseball.
And we still got plenty of teams below us.
Yeah. your 20th.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, when you go to individuals, there were 35 guys in 2002 who hit 300 or better. Now there's 9?
Yeah.
So you would have approximately 1 per team. Now you have 1 per every 3 teams? And Sandler talked about this around the All-Star break, and just like, we might need to change the rules, whether we move the mound back, whether we move the mound down, is then I brought up that point. David Robertson brought up a good point that it's going to get worse because now that you play the Dodgers every year and, you know, like, you don't have the schedule where you're playing a team 18 times. Well, the more you see a pitcher, usually the hitter starts gaining an advantage of, hey, I've faced this guy now 6 different times this year. So in September, I've seen this guy. This guy also is maybe more fatigued.
But his now stuff won't be, it's somebody.
But now
totally
you'll be like, I've never faced this dude. We've never faced this team. Advantage pitcher when the hitter has not seen you that much. But to finish this up, and I know what Barry Bonds was doing in 2002 to help this out. His on-base percentage was .582.
Wow.
You said his slugging percentage?
His slugging percentage was .799.
Oh, okay.
Holy moly.
His on-base was .552. If you have an on-base of 400, you are amazing. In fact, I don't have it pulled up. I don't know how many guys did that. I just clicked on this. On base percentage of 400 and better in 2002, 20 guys had an on base of better than, or 400 or better. I'm just going to click on base percentage. How many guys? There are 2 guys. They both play on the same team. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto have an on base percentage of 400 or better. There's only 2.
Wow.
Does it feel like what's happening here is that because, like, that, like, you know, let's just think of like a tool belt, right? The hammer ends up being the most valuable tool, and everybody in trying to maximize is like, all we have is hammers, but then no longer do you have the situational hitting for all the other things where you might need a screwdriver or you might need pliers, and those things have been gotten out of the tool belt because they're not as valuable as a hammer. Does that feel like a fair way of describing it?
Yeah, I do think that's a fair way of describing it.
Yeah, we've gone way overboard in power, and now I wear the short shirt that says baseball isn't boring, and I do love baseball, but, and I think it's later in the show, do you have this later
at
in
noon,
the show
yeah.
at noon I'll tease this at noon we talk about, hey, watching the Rangers, you having fun? Next. Well, not next. That's at noon.
At noon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.